This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, bad weather coming in, starting around 9 o'clock, primarily between 10 and 11. Some high winds, also rain that could, two fronts could merge and park over the area, either north or south shore. You could be talking about 2 to 3 inches of rain in 2 hours. That from Christopher Bannon with the National Weather Service. So we'll keep you updated as to everything you need to know here on WWL. We all remember what happened in Baltimore, right, when that Francis Scott Key Bridge was hit by the ship and the effects it had on traffic, not to mention vehicular traffic, not to mention maritime traffic. Well, the National Transportation Safety Board has issued a report that flagged bridges, six bridges in Louisiana, including the Huey P. Long, the Crescent City Connection, the Hale Boggs Bridge, the Horace Wilkinson Bridge, the Sunshine Bridge, and a Veterans Memorial Bridge. Can you imagine if something were to happen to the Crescent City Connection and or the Huey P. Long Bridge and what that would mean for traffic? Our friend Norma Jean Matei joins us, professor of engineering at my alma mater, UNO, past president of the American Society of Civil Engineers, to talk about it. How you doing, Norma Jean?
I'm doing well, Tommy. How about you?
I'm good. You had a good weekend?
I had a wonderful weekend out in the yard because of the beautiful weather.
Yeah, me too, picking up oak leaves. You need any?
Actually, I'll take all you can. I make compost.
Really? Come get them. And then come back tomorrow and get some more, because I guarantee they're not done falling yet. Tell me about this report from the NTSB.
Yeah, so the NTSB hasn't issued their final report, but this update listed 68 bridges around the U.S. Mm-hmm. that possibly could have issues. And that's because, one, these bridges all predate the requirement by AASHTO to take an assessment of vulnerability of the bridge to collision and then collapse.
AASHTO?
AASHTO, the American Association of State Highway and Transportation Officials.
Gotcha.
So they actually put out the guidelines and specifications that we civil and structural engineers use to design things like bridges.
So is this about, this is not about the structure of the bridge and it's standing up. It's about maritime traffic running into it or not?
This is an assessment that says, take a look. We don't know how vulnerable because it predates the requirements to do that type of check. And it actually predates the check because that check was created after the Sunshine Bridge collapse in Tampa. So these are older bridges. We never had eyeballs.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Take a look at them. And so they're saying, hey, it's tall enough, it's old enough, and it has big enough vessels transiting underneath. So we highly recommend, they have no authority to require, but they highly recommend that the owners of those bridges do the assessments.
What
and
happened?
Take a look at how vulnerable the bridge is.
What happened to Sunshine Bridge in Florida?
Well, it was similar to the Baltimore Bridge. It predates the Baltimore Bridge collapse, and there was an errant vessel, a freighter, that hit the bridge, and the bridge collapsed.
Wow.
So after that happened, AASHTO got together, got a committee together, and they created these guideline specs that allow a bridge owner to assess the vulnerability of their bridge design. But you can use this so that you can then redesign to make it below that bridge, below the threshold that's required. The problem with all of the, it's actually 8 bridges, because we call the Crescent City Connection one bridge,
but it's
really 2. And then there's one over in Calcasieu that is on the list too. So it's not on the Mississippi, but it's over in Lake Charles. So there's actually 8 bridges in Louisiana that are on that list. I think all by DOTD.
All right, let me take a break. And I want to distinguish between redesign and rebuild. And what would that mean? Because it seems to me, Norma Jean, I don't know from anything, but if you look at the cost of building a bridge and how important it is to vehicular traffic and people living their lives, it would seem to me, I don't know if it's cofferdams or what you do, but the easiest thing in the world or the most sensible thing in the world would be to spend whatever money it takes to make sure that they are safe from marine traffic. But you can take me through all of that from the engineering aspect when we come back. We're talking about the National Transportation Safety Board saying, as I understand it, maybe you need to look at these bridges, things like the Crescent City Connection, UEP Long, 4 others in the state, to make sure that you're safe from marine traffic. Norma Jean Matei, professor of engineering at UNO, past president, of the American Society of Civil Engineers, 722 Traffic, WWL. 727, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Norma Jean Matei, professor of engineering, my alma mater, UNO, past president of the American Society of Civil Engineers. So, Norma Jean, we talked about the NTSB, and they saying take a look at these bridges. Among those, the UEP Long and Jefferson, not Baton Rouge, and also the Crescent City Connection. So it would seem to me, when you look at the amount of chaos that would ensue if something were to happen to either the Crescent City Connection or any of the other bridges, really, or the Huey P. Long, in terms of commute and traffic and the cost of repairing this bridge, it would seem like the most cost-effective, sensible thing to do would be to upgrade whatever protection you need against maritime traffic. Am I missing something here or not?
Well, first of all, we don't know if any of these bridges are above, if once the assessment's done, if the vulnerability is above the threshold. If it's below the threshold or at the threshold, you do nothing. Mm-hmm. The risk is not great enough.
Okay.
But if it's above the threshold, then you then take a look at how you can get that number below the threshold. So we have part of the calculation involves the number of large ships. Mm-hmm. Part of it is the type of waterway. So is it in a curve or is it straight? It's more risky if it's in a curve of the river. If the piers fall closer to the navigable channel, it's more risky. And then another one is just the piers. Are the piers robust enough to handle a hit of a vessel of that magnitude? And if they can handle the hit with damage but not collapse, then you may want to put some type of protection to minimize the damage, but you're surely not that vulnerable. So DOTD has to have somebody run those calculations, and it's not easy. It takes some time, you know, but I think it's a wise investment to see where these bridges are as far as their vulnerability, because the Key Bridge, they actually, in Baltimore, after the collapse, they ran the numbers, and it was well above that vulnerability threshold. So let's see where we are with these bridges to see if we're okay or not, and just how bad are they if they're not below the threshold.
Thank you, Norma Jean. Appreciate it as always. We'll take a break, come back, help you take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. Monday morning markets with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Right now, latest on the weather that's coming in. More with WWL First News and Dave Cohen.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.